This episode of Risen Motherhood is brought to you in part by Operation Christmas Child. Operation Christmas Child provides a simple way for your family to meet practical needs of children all over the world while also bringing the hope of the gospel. Simply grab a shoebox, fill it with hygiene products, school supplies, and toys, and click the link in our show notes or head over to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC for more details. You can even fill your entire box online. National Shoebox Collection Week is November 16th through the 23rd, so there's still time to fill a shoebox with your kids. We're so thankful for Operation Christmas Child sponsorship.
Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. This is a new one.
Yeah, this is our second full original episode this fall season. We hope you've been enjoying, though, our best of episodes from archives.
Yeah, I felt like, though, we needed to tell you, like, right away so that you guys would know this is not an episode from the archives.
It's new.
This is us in 2020 speaking to you because today we want to tell you guys all about some of our best of products going with the theme of the best of season, something that people often think as associated with Risen Motherhood is the fact that we do love to share lots of resources.
Yeah, we really enjoy resources. We use them in our daily life, and we try to share the ones with you that we think are genuinely helpful and beautiful and all those good things.
Yeah, and typically we have actually gone through pretty much every resource that we recommend to you. Someone on our team has used personally, which makes us pretty slow to renew new resources because think about like a yearly Bible or something. Maybe not a Bible. Bible's a bad example because
like
we've read
like
the Bible
before. What am I trying to say? A planner.
Or a
journal.
Or a daily devotional. That's
yes,
what I was trying to think
go.
Of. Where it's like, well, we have to actually read that, which takes a year or 30 days or whatever. And so anyway, sometimes we're a little bit slow to release new resources, but we're really thankful to be able to present to you guys resources that have been tried and true. And so today, these are the resources that have stood the test of time.
Yes, stood the whole 5 years that we've had Risen Motherhood. We wanted to kind of pick out our top 10 list. So before we dig into this, no, this is not exhaustive.
Right.
I mean, if you've subscribed to our newsletter or you've checked our show notes or you've seen us on social media, you know we recommend probably over the course of a year like 100 products more.
Totally.
And so we are just limiting it to 10 things,
yes,
which means we cannot cover every single thing we've loved. Visit, again, our recommended resources page on our website. You can find that on our show notes to kind of find all the things, or subscribe to our newsletter if you want to get those ongoing updates, because today's list is a cool one, but it's not all the things.
It's pretty small in the scheme of things. The second thing we want you guys to know is just that no one paid us to be on this list. A lot of times when podcasters or blogs or influencers will put together lists like these, they will either be paid to be on them, or maybe they'll make like some sort of percentage as an advertisement or sponsorship. This is not a sponsored show. This is not a show where people have paid to get advertisements with us. Now, we are going to include links on our show notes to all of these things, and they probably will be affiliate links at some level. And affiliate links, just as a reminder, if you're not familiar by now, essentially it's at no cost to you, but we will make a portion of the sale will be returned right back into Risen Motherhood if you shop through the link on our site. And that money, those dollars, go straight into running the ministry of Risen Motherhood. So a lot of these will be affiliate links on our site. But just as a reminder, no one paid us to talk about these. Truly, truly, these are like from the bottom of our hearts, products that we really genuinely like and aren't being paid to talk about.
Yes. And before we jump in, the other thing we wanted to just mention really quick is that you do not need any of the things on this list to have a thriving relationship with God or to pass along the gospel to your children. I feel like this time of year, especially, you know, you're on social media or just talking with your friends, it can start to feel like product overload.
Totally.
We know that every day you're getting offered thing after thing after thing that it feels like, ooh, I need to get that. I need to get that. And we do not want to add more burdens or make you feel like you need something special or fancy in order to grow with your relationship with God. So I mean this sincerely, and I know Laura's behind mm-hmm. me too. Like, if you're in that spot right now where you're already struggling, you know, with envy or covetousness towards things that you feel like you need to have, it's okay to turn this off and skip this episode.
Yeah, I think that something that I was challenged by was a long time ago, Emily talked about, hey, just read the Bible to your kids. Read the actual Bible to your children. Because I think a lot of times we can get caught up in getting all the, you know, the illustrated retellings of the Bible or all of the fancy journals or all of the fancy devotionals. And we're looking for that product that, like, this is my child's problem or this is my problem. And this product will tell me exactly how to talk about it and fix it and change it or whatever. And we just want to encourage you, like Emily's saying here, is that all you need is the Bible and living life around you and like mm-hmm. being able to draw connections for your children. Like, you need nothing beyond the tools that God has given you that hopefully you have a copy of the Bible. It's free online if you don't have a copy of it. And I know that there are women and men that have all the fancy tools and all of the fancy best of products and whatever else, and they don't have a thriving relationship with God. So just know that a new journal is not a silver bullet solution to feeling like maybe you're apart from God or that you want to get to know him more. Mm-hmm. You don't need those things. All you need is your Bible and just a heart that's willing and ready to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. We can speak from firsthand experience because we get a lot of products sent to us. Yeah. My shelves are packed full. I got everything available, and it is still hard. And it's still at the end of the day about wanting to follow the Lord and worship him with our time and energy. So just hear that up front. But we still hope that this is a really fun episode. You know, just because we don't need nice journals or books or markers, etc., doesn't mean that they're not a blessing to enjoy or that they can't have a place or be helpful in some way, because we know that great craftsmanship and artistry and writing, all of those gifts that different people as a part of the global body of Christ have, can really help serve us in our, you know, our Bible study time, our talking to our kids. So I'm really grateful that people use their gifts that way. And it's really fun to be able to use those tools.
Yeah. So hopefully this gives you some good ideas for perhaps your own Christmas gift list or for gift giving for other people. We know that sometimes it can be tough to know what to buy people. So we're hopeful that this can be something that just mm-hmm. helps you with making those lists.
Yeah, I'm always going back to the scarf, the socks.
Slippers.
Yep. The slippers. Hopefully this is some intentional ideas. And also we hope this helps you put some intentional things on your own list. I know sometimes it can feel like Christmas comes around and people ask me, what do you want? And I'm just like, and I think of something that I'm going to forget about a week after it's been given to me. So I have really appreciated a couple of these things on this list have been given to me as gifts, and it's just been a huge blessing and kind of a gift that keeps on giving.
Okay. So, you know, we do have to start though.
Wait, are we jumping into the top 10 right now?
We're jumping into the top
10. Number one.
Yes. Number one.
Okay.
And I feel like it's kind of funny to start with this one, but it's probably one of the things that Emily looks forward to most all year long.
We're going to joke about this, but I use
talk about it.
The things that on this number one you, over and over and 100%, over again.
You do it all the time, all the time. Yes.
It's the RM shop.
The RM shop. So we have a big shop once a year. You guys have probably heard us talk about it. And if you have been around Risen Motherhood for very long, you probably wondered, when on earth is it going to happen? Because we only do a shop one time a year. Yes, it really is for only 1 week, one time a year. It is a short amount of time. We recognize that. But we're hopeful that during this one time, you can get a little bit of RM swag, a little bit of merch that you really like, and be able to use that year round. And so one thing to note with this, probably the best part about it, is that it's a massive fundraiser for Risen Motherhood. So this is something that supports the ministry. So if you have been thinking about, hey, how can I support Risen Motherhood? I maybe am not able to be an ongoing donor, but I want to do more than pray, and I would really like to get a little something along with it. Well, this is a great way to go ahead and buy yourself a coffee mug, buy yourself a t-shirt, something like that, and to support the efforts of the ministry and spreading the gospel around the world.
And what's great is a lot of our products say Risen Motherhood on them. And so you're out and about and people want to know, where'd you get that t-shirt? It's a conversation starter. Right. And then you can hopefully share about your favorite podcast.
Yes. And I love it because I've heard stories about two women seeing each other in airports, both wearing RM stuff. Or maybe they see each other around town and like instant friends are made. Mm-hmm. So the more we can get these shirts out in the wild, I feel like the more chances we have of y'all making friends with each other.
Yeah. And we've really worked hard to try to find sweatshirts that are actually comfortable and fit well and t-shirts that wear well. And they fit well on your body. I do think it's nice to wear them. I wear my RM you know.
Literally almost every day Emily wears her arms.
I do. I love it.
I love it too. Okay, so the things for you to know. The shop is only open until the 11th. So if you are listening to this after November 11th, 2020, the shop is already closed. You have to wait another year. We are very firm on that date. And every year we get lots and lots of emails, particularly from husbands who are feeling really bummed and are saying, oh, I knew I was supposed to get here. Is there any way I can get a shirt? And we are not going to be able to help them. So please tell your husbands it is a hard end date.
Also, there are some clothing items in the shop, but then there are some other things like banners and mugs and jewelry. All of those items, there's only a limited quantity, and once they're gone, they're gone. Yeah. So as soon as the shop opens, if you are interested in one of those kind of specialty items, again, not a t-shirt or sweatshirt, but a banner, mug, something like that, you probably ought to get it right away. The other items, the clothing items, are all pre-ordered, which means you can get exactly the quantity you want, exactly the size you want, and we're going to make sure that all of those are available.
Yep. And so speaking of when you get your stuff, so we are really, really hopeful that everything will get there by Christmas. We're doing the shop pretty early so that we have lots of time prior to Christmas because we know a lot of you guys like to shop and buy your friends Christmas gifts, and that is so wonderful. But as you guys know, COVID has really made things tough, and even planning the shop this year, it's been really, really difficult even just to get as far as we have to get the shop open now. So we are just asking ahead of time for your grace in the shipping process that we, again, are working as hard as we can. We're working ahead of schedule as much as we're able to get those items to you as soon as we can. And again, we're really, really hopeful that they'll all be there by Christmas, and they really should. But COVID has made things really weird and unpredictable, and it's just a reality of our lives.
Yeah. So definitely head to our show notes to find a link to the shop or risenmotherhood.com/shop to get all of the details to see what we have. The shop opens today. Remember, it closes on the 11th.
So. Yes. Oh, and one cool thing we also have this year that's new is we have kid tees. Woohoo! And you can get like matching mama kiddo tees. So if you're into that, it's super cute. They're such cute tees. So anyway,
all right,
check those out. Okay, what's number two? M?
Valley of Vision. So this is a collection of Puritan prayers. And I finally got a copy of this for Christmas about a year ago, and I have really enjoyed using this alongside my quiet time for most of the last year. So they have everything in there from morning and evening prayers throughout the week, or they've also got topical options. So when I'm thinking about grief, or I'm thinking about my sinfulness, or I'm wanting to just have a prayer that worships the Lord, I can also look up in there what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. So it is in Old English.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of be able to get your mind around that, but it's so beautiful. And often I find that these prayers help give words to what I'm thinking and feeling in a theologically rich way when I maybe have just woken up for the morning.
Absolutely.
And my brain's not firing on all cylinders yet. What about you, Laura?
Well, for Old English, it is not that hard to read, I would say. I mean, I've read quite a bit of Old English, and I feel like they're short and succinct, and I don't know. I would encourage you that even if you're like, Old English, no way. It's really not that difficult to read. And like I'm saying, it gives you words. Often I will feel like I don't even know what to pray. And this really like, it's convicting, and it'll put you in your place right away. And it just, it's not only beautiful to read, but it's also like beautiful for your soul, you know?
Okay. I want to read a little bit out of one.
Okay.
Okay. So this one is from a prayer called The Family.
Okay.
And this little section I really loved the other day. So I have my bookmark in it. It says, sanctify and prosper my domestic devotion, instruction, discipline, example, that my house may be a nursery for heaven, my church, the garden of the Lord, enriched with trees of righteousness of thy planting for thy glory.
Mm.
Isn't that nursery of heaven line just like one to think about?
Seriously.
So many gems like that throughout this whole thing.
Okay, so give it a try. Maybe maybe have some friends get it too, and you guys can like talk about it and talk it through and say, what on earth did this mean? What do I need to do? But I think it's a really good one. It has a leather-bound gift edition that is really, really pretty and probably worth the upgrade, I would say, because if yours copy is like ours, it will get a lot of use.
Yes. Okay, let's move to number three. The Give Me Jesus Journal.
Give Me Jesus Journal. So Gretchen is a dear friend of ours. She runs Wellwater Woman, and she created this journal quite a few years ago. I mean, a lot of years ago. And every year she just continues to improve it and make it really beautiful and releases a new version of this journal. But this is one that we both have loved to use, especially when we're studying the Bible kind of on our own. So perhaps we're not in a current Bible study, but instead we're working through some passages, and it just has great prompts. It's really beautifully designed. And I feel like, I don't know, this is kind of the OG of Bible journals.
It is. And I somehow stumbled upon this, I think not long after Gretchen started her shop.
Yeah, so pre-Risen Motherhood.
pre-Risen Motherhood, Laura, and I think I gifted you one to Laura and Becca.
Yep.
Which is so fun.
Yeah.
But it's really great. It works the way my brain works with journaling, which is why I so appreciate it. But it's got the date, and then you write down your passage. There's space to write down your reflections. And then there's also space to write down your prayers.
Yeah.
And one thing that she does that's special that I really like is at the beginning of the journal, I'm assuming she still has this. I haven't like combed through her latest version because it just came out. But you can actually write your prayers for the journal. And like there's some reflection beginning. Yeah. So at the end, you can come back to it and see, wow, God actually answered a lot of those prayers as I walk through this journal.
Yep. It's very cool. Okay. Number four is the ESV scripture journals. So this is not like the traditional ESV Bible. These are a little bit different in the sense that each book of the Bible is broken up into
its own little booklet. Kind of.
Really beautifully designed. They have, both kind of a plain one, which I actually am a big fan of.
Yeah, it's black.
Black, very simple, minimalist. And then they also have the illuminated version, which is feminine and beautiful and floral, and the colors are swoon-worthy. So I love these, and these became a quick favorite because these are kind of a newer product.
Yeah.
But these became a quick favorite in both Emily and Maya's life. Part of it is for traveling, like when we travel and we don't want to take like the whole Bible, Bible study, all that
a huge study
stuff.
Bible with you.
Yes. Yeah. This is a great one to just pack in and maybe read like a book, read through it really quickly. Another one that I have been wanting to do, I haven't done this, but I just thought I would share this on the show. I read about some friends who, that they will use it for their children to work through, both in homeschool perhaps, or just like they will read through it first and then write a couple of question prompts in it that their child should answer after they've read the passage. So maybe they're working through the book of John or something and they're like 8 or 9. You know, it's great reading practice, and then it's great comprehension practice, and it's great Bible practice.
Love it. And I can imagine for a child it feels a lot more approachable.
That's
and
what
manageable
I mean.
Because
yes.
Our oldest is just 8, and I've noticed that sometimes if I hand him his whole Bible and I mark things, he gets kind of overwhelmed, and there's just too
it's
many
like
words
little
on the
font
page
and skinny pages.
Yes. Yeah, totally. And so just handing them this one booklet, okay, here's the book of John or here's the book of James, and going through that sounds a lot more approachable. And I know another thing people have used this for at our church is for sermon notes.
Yes.
So our church will often go through a book of the Bible at a time. And so again, going through like the book of Philippians, you could just bring this to church every week and keep your sermon notes in that, and then have this really nice reference because it comes in this really pretty box.
Yep.
And so every time you go through a book, you can put it back in your box, and then eventually you'll have, they have Old and New Testament, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. The whole Bible.
Yeah. It's a good one. Okay. Number five is the Val Marie Paper Yearly Prayer Journal.
Oh, this is so good as well.
Yeah. Another beautiful one.
Yeah. And what it does is, it basically keeps track of all of the things you're supposed to pray for that we forget to write down.
Supposed to pray for, key term.
But it's really clean and organized because sometimes I feel like a prayer journal can be overwhelming when there's so many places to write and spaces to write. It's broken down into 12 months of the year.
Yep.
There's predictable, repetitive categories. It's really clean. It's amazing.
Yeah. And I almost feel like for me, I still use this pretty consistently. It's been helpful almost with like goal setting and not that I'm always praying like for me to achieve something or whatever, but it's like this idea that like, here's what I want to accomplish in the next year. And so there's a lot of good personal space in it. And I want to pray about the Lord leading me to be faithful in my endeavors. And so I have felt like I'm not a big long-term planner in the sense of that I write it all down. I mean, I do long-term plan, but this for me has sort of served a dual purpose in that it keeps me on track of seeing how God moved and what he had done and seeing like kind of where I want to go and seeing how the Lord redirects that even. So I really appreciate Val's work on this prayer journal. So, and she's a good friend of ours too, and just a wonderful gal. Okay. Number six is
Daily Grace Company's Gospel Conversation Cards. So this one is a little bit maybe more geared towards the children.
Oh yeah.
But it's awesome family conversation as well. So what they are there's these little square cards, and I believe there's more than one version. But in essence, each card has a little conversation prompt on it and just helpful aids for mom and dad to get good gospel conversation started with kids. And we were really introduced to this because Daily Grace sent us some, and I gave it back to my husband. He ended up keeping it in his center console last year when they had a little bit of a longer commute to school. Now they have no commute to school, but when they had a longer commute to school, he would pull out one card a day and have an intentional conversation with them on the way to school. And I even feel like for him, he felt like it was super approachable because it wasn't this complicated devotion or something like that, but they were still able to have you know, conversation centered on the Word of God.
Yep. I feel like this story or these cards kind of became famous when you mentioned that story on a previous show. And literally, like, a few times a week, we get people messaging in, what were those cards that Emily's husband used? What were those cards that Emily's husband used? So I'm glad we're re-mentioning them. We're hopeful that's helpful. We will link them in the show notes so you guys can easily access them, along with all the other stuff we're talking about today. Okay, number 7, Dangerous Journey. Do we even know who wrote this version, actually?
I don't.
Well, we will link that in the show notes. We will find out who it is, and we will link it. But the point being, this is a version of Pilgrim's Progress, and it's called Dangerous Journey, and you guys have heard us talk about it a lot. Our kids are, like, super into it, which is probably why we talk about it so much.
Yeah, we had a copy of this gifted from Laura's parents early on, so I think each of the kids has...
Yeah,
like a little note in the front cover, because this was a Jensen family tradition when they were growing up. I should be letting Laura tell this, but
I'm Emily's sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Just if some people still don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
We're sister-in-laws. So when she says Jensen family tradition, that means mine.
Yeah. I'm telling Laura's family tradition that it become ours. But in essence, right, every January, your mom would read through Pilgrim's Progress to you guys.
Totally.
And so that is something that we have adopted in our family. It's a great go-to for the winter doldrums. And it's something we try to read a little bit out of every night by the fire. And I will tell you what, this particular book has prompted so many discussions with our kids. Like, I think some of the best and deepest conversations we've had about salvation have happened after reading this book.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I can say the same. I feel like so many great questions, so many great discussions. The reason why your kids might like it is that it's illustrated on every page. So there are a lot of like really beautiful, well done illustrations as well. They're also like can be a tiny bit scary. So Emily and I feel like we always have to kind of give that caveat. You know your child best. So make your own decision there. But some of them can lean towards scary, which our boys found fascinating. And my little girl has loved it. Like she's, since she was 3, it has not bothered her, but everybody has different thresholds. So, we recommend this just as like a great family book to have on your bookshelf. There are a lot of great versions of Pilgrim's Progress. So I don't know though. I think we would by far say this one's our favorite, like for kids, our favorite for kids.
Yep. Okay. This is great.
Okay. Number 8.
Okay. Number 8 is Songs for Saplings. So this is a musical product.
Oh, okay. I was like, a musical? What? Yes. A musical product.
A musical product. I do like musicals, but this is a product. And it's songs that are question-answer format, basically going through common questions or catechisms for kids. So one that is stuck in my brain forever is, who is God? And then there's one called, where is God? And it sings this, where is God? I used to play them when the kids were young. I used to like loop them
during
in the
rest
background.
Time a lot. I would play them, and totally, they're really, really easy to memorize. Great truths, and your kids will be singing them for years and years and years. And they're good. They're pretty songs. So,
and they go through the whole gospel, like it talks about creation and the fall and all that stuff.
Okay, number 9,
Women of the Word by Jen Wilkin.
So you guys have probably heard about this book, and that's for good reason. It is a great primer on how to study the Bible on your own and understand the importance of, as Jen Wilkin likes to say, a firsthand knowledge of our Lord. So this is a great book because it doesn't just give you the why, which is really helpful, but it also really breaks down the how. And so we have an Abide method here at Risen Motherhood that we share for free. It's a free resource that you can download and use as you learn to study the Bible. And we would say this is just a great companion to go with it. It's very inspiring to want to dig into God's word. It's something that I think she just does a really, really good job, not only motivating you to say, I want to do this, but then she breaks it down in a way that you think, I can do this.
Yeah, she really addresses a lot of the common errors and pitfalls. I mean, I can remember where I was when I read this book.
Me too.
And there were so many light bulb moments and maybe things that people had said before or I'd picked up along the way, but I'd never seen it packaged together and said so clearly. So it's super, super helpful as an intro to just reading and studying the Word of God. All right, let's get to number 10.
Okay, Dwell Bible app. So I always really liked this Bible app, and it's an audio Bible app, essentially. So you can have it read the Bible aloud to you. And it's a subscription app. That's important to know. So I always really liked it, but I immensely saw the benefits of it one day when I was kind of gearing up to go out that night, and I was going to be around a lot of non-believers, and I was just needing some courage. I was needing just truth spoken over me, and they have these really great collections that they do of like anxiety or courage or fear or worry. So anything that you're like an emotion that you're feeling, or maybe you want to learn about God's sovereignty or, you know, character traits of God. So they have all these collections of verses where essentially like it will just roll and read all of the passages that are related to that topic. It will just read them over and over and over again. And I just kept hitting this one that was called Faith Over Fear and Be Strong and Courageous. And I played those, I mean, I bet you like 10 to 20 times each.
Yeah.
They just met me exactly where I needed it. And I remember thinking, oh, I don't have time to read the Bible. And I really want to be in God's word right now, but I have to do my hair and I have to get moving and I have to do all these things. And it was so great to just be able to put in my earbuds or play it on my phone and be able to listen and be encouraged in God's word. And for them to kind of stitch that stuff together, just, I don't know, it was worth a lot to me.
It's so good. And they have different narrators that you can choose.
Yeah, different voices.
So if you prefer a man's voice or woman's voice or an accent, anything like that. And you can also schedule to have it remind you at a certain time of day that you want to listen to whatever plan it is that you've selected. So there's a lot of options. And I could also see this as being something that's really helpful, again, to have in the background during a rest time or to listen to maybe in earbuds if you're having a hard time falling asleep at night or you're up in the night with kiddos. And again, you're wanting something intentional to listen to, but your eyes are burning while you're trying to read something. There's just so many moments
in
where,
the car.
Yeah, you could use that read. That 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes. And I think they even have it like you can see how long it is, the reading that they're going to give to you.
Yeah.
So you can really make it work for you, but it's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so that is our top 10 list. We hope that somewhere in there you were kind of like, ooh, that one sounds good. But now we're going to walk through very quickly. We're not going to tell you a lot about it, but we're going to talk about our best gift ideas for the kids on your list by age. And then we're going to also give you guys our top kind of 3 to 5 favorite books, which is a big deal for us to give because favorite books, asking us that is like asking which is our favorite child. Like it's just really hard for us.
I'm not going to do it.
Emily's just totally quitting the game. Super lame.
That's I'll fine. Give some
I'll
ideas.
Play the game. I'll play the game, but I do reserve the right to say that this has changed or there are others, you know, waiting in the wings. But okay, let's just rapid fire. What are the best, what are our best, because we predetermined this and talked already.
Yeah.
But what's the best baby toddler gift that we kind of have?
Okay, my go-to is Baby Believer series.
Totally. Baby Believer series. You got a new mom. We recommend the RZA Motherhood book. And we recommend the Baby Believer series. Okay, age 3 to 6.
Okay, Tales That Tell the Truth series.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you guys something that I have not said on anything else, anywhere, except actually I said it on one podcast that people may or may not have listened to. But I'm going to write a book in the Tales That Tell the Truth series.
Yes, Laura wrote one on prayer. And that one is hopefully coming out in 2021.
In August of or September or October. We don't know. It's fine. But I'm really excited.
Knows.
That is not why it's included on this list for the record.
Yeah.
But when I was asked to write a book in this series, I was like, absolutely, because I deeply respect and love this series and these books are already beloved in our home. So it would be an honor to contribute. So anyway, spoiler alert, I can't believe I haven't said that on RZA Motherhood yet, but I will at some point.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is ages 6 to 8. Emily, what do we like?
Bible infographic for kids.
This is by the team at Harvest House.
Yes.
Like the whole team.
Yeah.
Okay. Ages 8 to 10, what's our fave?
The Action Storybook Bible.
Yes.
You said you were going to share your top 3 to 5 favorite books.
All right.
So
I will. I will. I will. So my favorite 3, and they are probably the 3 that just, they hit me at the right time, right? I read them when I needed them, and
I think that's the key right there.
Totally.
That's why I have a hard time picking them, because I think it's so much about what the Lord was teaching me at the time.
Yeah.
More so than it was necessarily the book itself.
I think it's both.
It's both.
It's all the Lord.
It's a good book, but it's like all the things come together.
The Spirit just has to move like among it all. Okay, so my top 3, because the reason I picked these, and I can expand this list quite deeply if I needed to, but the top 3 are because I can think of specific things that I have stayed with me and have continued on with me after reading them. And I think back, oh, I learned that in this book and I want to bring it back to mind. The first is Humble Roots by Hannah Anderson. The second, Dane Ortlund, Gentle and Lowly. Third, Humility by Andrew Murray. Fourth, Stepping Heavenward, Elizabeth Prentice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the fifth, Show Them Jesus, Jack Klumphauer. So I'm not giving you a synopsis for what they're all about. So I'm really sorry, but I would just say go read any book on that list and you will be edified.
Yes. So good. I'm not picking a favorite child, but I will say, I thought, oh, I'll write down a few authors who I've had definitely more than one book by this author that I've really enjoyed and been edified by. So C.S. Lewis.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I kind of want to include, what was that book we both read? A Severe Mercy in that.
Oh, yeah.
Not written by C.S. Lewis, but similar.
Gosh, who wrote that?
Kevin DeYoung. I've liked several books by him. Jared Wilson, Elise Fitzpatrick. The other couple specific books that came to mind that you didn't list, because we have a lot of overlap, would be The Little Book for the Christian Life by John Calvin.
Yes.
And we were just talking about the insanity of God.
Yes.
Before we started the show, we're talking about something totally different. And I was like, oh, yeah, that book was so good.
So A Severe Mercy is by Sheldon Vonnegut.
I loved that book.
I can't ever say anybody's last names.
It's hard to make me cry, like a book to make me cry, and I think I cried at the end of that book.
It's definitely a deeply touching and moving book. I will say I don't know if I agree with everything in it.
Absolutely agree with what you're saying, that you don't agree with everything in it, but it was thought-provoking.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we give our recommendations, especially on books, we hope that you guys always know this, but like, we don't endorse every single little thing of every single book just because we share something on the show. Obviously, that would be really hard. And I think we've talked about this before. The only thing that we do fully endorse is the Bible. That's the only inerrant piece of literature on the planet. So anyway, that's the only one we'll stand behind. But just in good faith, check out those books. We're hopeful that they'll really be helpful to you. So I think that's the whole list, right? We just ripped through at the end there.
Yes, that's the list. So this was our Best of Products episode as part of the Best of season. We hope there's something helpful on there for you guys. And yeah, enjoy the rest of the season.
Yeah, head over to the RM shop, RISENMOTHERHOOD.com/shop. Check that out. Go to our show notes and you can find the links to all the stuff. We'll also have some gift guides coming out. There'll be things in our newsletter. So if you have not signed up for our newsletter, you can even go to risenmotherhood.com/newsletter and sign up for that so that you get all of the insider information on what we have for resources and some of our favorite things and things like that. So anyway, thanks for joining us, guys, and happy shopping.